As you know, Hong Vo is from Melbourne. She went to Vietnam and she was participating in a peaceful gathering in Hanoi on Saturday the 9th of the 10th. Now, basically, she was with about 70 other people, basically gathered together, handing out pamphlets, T-shirt and hats, as well as reading out statements to promote human rights and also democracy to the people there. Now, this was done at the time that Vietnam marked the 1,000th anniversary of the city of Hanoi. So that's all she was involved with. And obviously, she got arrested by the Vietnamese police 24 hours later, the next day on Sunday the 10th of the 10th, while she was waiting to board her flight back to Melbourne.
Ms. Vo was part of the Vietnam Reform Party. Could you tell me a little bit about what sort of organisation this is and what do you promote?
That's right. So Vietnam is an organisation with members throughout the world, including inside Vietnam. And our basically mission is to promote human rights, democracy, and also to end social injustices through a peaceful, non-violent means based on civic participation. So that's what we are.
Now, how are the Viet Thanh viewed by the Vietnamese government?
Basically, Viet Thanh and all human rights or pro-democracy organisations are accused as terrorists by the Vietnamese government. And this has been going on for years. So basically, they would not tolerate any opposition groups or any groups that promote anything that can be sensitive to the government. But obviously, there's no evidence at all, and it's all total fabrication. We don't believe in violence, and there's no evidence based on the U.S., State Department, and other governments that we or any other group were involved with anything such as terrorist activities.
So is this the first time somebody has been arrested for political dissent in Vietnam?
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, in recent years, in the last 2 years, the rate of arrests and imprisonments are increasing. And not only our members, but other members and other individuals as well. Recently, we had four other members who were arrested about 2 months ago. And again, these members, one was a professor from a University of Technology in Saigon or Ho Chi Minh City, and one is a pastor of a Mennonite church. So these people were basically involved in promoting social justice, promoting human rights and democracy, and they were arrested.
Now, in the lead-up to Vietnam's ascension to the World Trade Organization and hosting of the APEC summit in 2006, it seemed like the communist government was relaxing a little. It now seems like they're clamping down again on those with opposing views. Do you think we'll ever see democracy in Vietnam?
Well, we believe that we will, and so are the Vietnamese people inside the country and abroad. We believe that one day it will come through our effort, most importantly through the people effort, and that's what it's all about. We are promoting non-violence techniques and way that can involve or empower the people to get involved with the participation and demanding the rights. And slowly, we are actually pulling the power away from dictatorial regimes.